Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and today we're going to talk about mental health, which is a huge contribution to why I have been distant lately from my podcast and from my social media altogether. My mental health comes in waves. At times I'm doing really well and I don't really have much of any problems, and I'm just going through life like normal. And then other times I feel like it's very hard for me to go about day-to-day tasks and life normally. And that's kind of where I am with life right now, which is why it's like the perfect time to talk about it. But it's also the perfect time to talk about it too, because I am trying my best to not fall into the same patterns that I used to of not being successful or not using my time wisely to put myself in the position to be successful. I know that my mental health and things like that is more than likely going to be something that I deal with for the rest of my life. And that's sad to say, but it's just kind of the truth. So with me knowing that, and with me realizing that, hey, like, the way that you've been going about things, you could do better, you know? And just being honest with myself, I've had to come to terms with the fact that I need to try a different approach. And one of those things is to get back to the things that I used to love doing or that I used to do for myself. And my podcast is definitely one of those things, along with my art and everything like that. My art, it used to be an outlet for me, along with my podcast. And at some point, both of those things just kind of started to feel like a burden and started to feel like a task more than a interest or a thing that I love to do. And I just stopped seeing it as something that I love to do, or just finding the love in it altogether. And that just made me not want to do it anymore. And then also, me feeling like I didn't have anything else to offer, which I know isn't true, but your mental health does not like positivity sometimes. I know mine doesn't. And I've chosen to be more positive with the way that I look at things, or just optimistic in general, or just looking at each situation as a new opportunity for growth and change. And I've realized that me neglecting my love for things has been a part of some things that need to change. So mental health can either make or break you. Your struggles can either make or break you. All the things that are happening in life, they're gonna happen regardless, and we have to choose how we allow those things to affect our lives and our journey overall. So from here on out, I want to, this is tough because it's even taking a lot for me to record this, and me being open about it is not, I'm open with my mental health and things like that to a certain extent with certain people, but me sharing this, it just makes me, I don't know, it makes me feel uncomfortable in a good way, but it also makes me feel like hearing myself say this stuff, I'm the only person holding myself back. And I know that I could do more, and I could do better. But having these struggles is literally like fighting your brain, and your brain is the thing that tells you to function and how to function and when to function. But yeah, I said all that to say that one of the things that I deal with is major depressive disorder, along with bipolar disorder and PTSD. I have anxiety, and my depressive disorder, that is pretty much very high highs and very low lows, right? So I have moments where I feel like I'm on top of the world. Nobody could tell me anything. Life is just going so beautifully, and I have no problems whatsoever. And then it goes to really low lows where I could barely get out of bed. I could barely bring myself to take care of myself. And it's really unpredictable, for one. And two, it is really hard to work through on a day-to-day basis. And it's not something that just that you can make go away. And that's the sad part about it. You just have to kind of sit with it. I've tried medications and they made me feel like a zombie. And my anxiety, I'm very proud of myself because I have been able to work through that a lot. As far as me just, how can I put it? I've been forcing myself more into spaces that I normally wouldn't feel like I need to be in. And those spaces are me talking to people, networking about my business, even talking to people about my business. I used to feel like me talking to people about my business was me being self-centered and all this other stuff. But how are people going to know what you have to bring to the table if you don't even talk about it, you know? So the anxiety really came from awaiting the unknown and not knowing what to expect out of having conversations with people or just being around certain people and being in rooms that in my mind I would feel like I normally wouldn't belong in. But I've been making myself realize that I belong anywhere that God wants me to be, and I deserve to be anywhere that God wants me to be, in position to be able to receive all the blessings that I deserve and all the things that I'm able to provide and help other people with. But I am not able to do that if the main fight that I'm battling is with myself and my mental health. My PTSD comes from the military. I served in the Army. I don't really talk about it too much because I did deal with some very tough times being in the Army and being around people that I felt like I could trust, and things just didn't go good. So that hasn't caused me to shut down recently. But in the past, yes, I used to be very scared of connecting with anyone or anything. And now I have opened my heart and my mind to being able to share experiences with new people. So there has been progress with that, but I still struggle with it. I also dissociate sometimes as well, where, you know, you just, Dissociation to me is just walking somewhere and feeling like you're not even in your body making the movements. Or you look in the mirror and you don't even recognize yourself. Those are some of the things that I struggle with too. And I've learned that I have to accept myself in all of my phases of life. Even if things do or don't make sense to me, I still have to accept who I am in that moment. So that has helped me with that as well. So I'm saying all that to say that, yes, we all have our problems, but we cannot let those things hinder us. If anything, I personally am learning how to use that as a weapon, and use that as a way to fight back and to fight against the things that are keeping me from reaching my fullest potential and my goals in life. And if I could do it, you can too. So, me recording this, I'm even proud of myself for doing that, because like I said, I don't really talk too much about this stuff, but I feel like this is a good chance for me to share with anyone who's listening parts of myself, so that people can better understand me as a person and me as an artist and be able to relate, hopefully, maybe a little bit. But yeah, I will be making more episodes about this type of stuff, because it is important. Mental health is, people have been talking about it more nowadays, but it is still kind of a taboo topic. People don't really like to open up and talk about it, and people also don't like to go out and get the help that they need either. So that they can improve their mental health and so that they can improve their overall well-being. But yeah, we shall work on this together. And you are not alone. You are more than capable of everything that you put your mind to. And you have the strength to be able to accomplish anything that you put your mind to. Putting your mind to it, or even having the thought to do it, is the first step to being successful in it. And it's just up from here. So yeah, I hope everyone has a beautiful day. Remember to try to focus on the positive, and also to pay attention to the signs of things. So if you start to feel a certain way about something and it changes your mood, try to kind of inspect that and figure out why you feel that way, or figure out how you can help yourself to learn about yourself in that moment to better aid if that pops up again, you know? And that'll help you to learn about not only yourself, but it'll help you to learn how to show up in the world in a better, more productive way. All right, bye for now.